Yuma Peregimel Mishnah Zayin. B'shachar Yolovish Pilusin Shal Shnei Masim Mona. We have over here that he wore two sets of Bigdei Lavan. There were two chalokim of the Avodah's Bigdei Lavan that were worn specifically for the chalokim of the Avodah that were done by Kaddish Kadoshim. We learned that by Kaddish Kadoshim, you had to wear Bigdei Lavan because over there the Bigdei Zov. The Gemara says, Ein Kategen Asa Saneger. Kohen Gadol can't go on with Bigdei Zov into the Kaddish Kadoshim because it brings up the Cheto Egel, the Egel Azov. And that's faket, that's the whole, what Klal Yisrael is coming to be mechaper on Yom Kippur. So he wore Bigdei Lavan, Gzeres HaKosov, and he wore two sets of Bigdei Lavan. For the chelik of the Avodah there, he went into the Kodesh Kodashim in the morning, and for the chelik that he went in Beinu Abayim. Bashachar hoyeloivish pilusin shol shneim osam mona. The Tanakama, who happens to be Reb Meir over here, says that the breakdown of what he wore in the morning and the afternoon was this. The breakdown is by value. Pilusin was the most exclusive fabric. Either this refers to a place, Pilusa, Ramses in Eretz Mitzrayim, some of the Mepharshim say, or Pilusa is a type of texture. Vinishvi was quite expensive and it was worth Shnei Masa Mona. Bein Harbayim with Avodah was not as choshuv. We'll see soon why the Avodah Bein Harbayim, even in the Kodesh Kadoshim, was not as choshuv as the Avodah Bein Harbayim, as the Avodah in the morning, but Kodesh Kadoshim. So he wore Hindavin, was a lesser type. Shel Shmoyne Me'ezuz was only worth 800. Divrei Reb Meir, Hindavin, Pashtus, the word is related to Hindu, like India. Maybe it's a type of texture that was made over there. But that's according to Reb Meir. V'chom Moimrim B'shacha Ha'yoloivish. He says that it was more expensive. He says that in the morning he wore begodim. He doesn't say from where, from what, but he says they were worth 18. That seems to be the key factor over here. Beinu Abayim Shoshneim Osamone was worth 12. Now the Mishnah adds something unnecessary. We know 12 and 18 is 30. The Mishnah adds Hakol Shloishamone. So the Rav explains from the Gemara that the point was the Sach Hakol that should be worth 30. You want to do it 2,000, 1,000, 1,900, 1,100, that you could do also. But the Sach HaKol, for whatever reason, is a Mesiris from the Chachom that should be worth together, Shloi Shemona. Elu Mishal Tzibur, this is Tzorchi HaTzibur for the Avodah of Yom Kippur, so it was brought from the Trumas HaLishka. Vim Rotzalois, if he wanted to add more amount, he could. They could be worth more. But Moisiv Mishaloi has to add from his own pocket. Mishnah Ches. Boloi Eitzel Poroi. He comes now to the par. This chelik of the Avodah is not going to be done in the Kodesh Kodashim, but it's a chelik that's miyuchid for the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Again, we mentioned before that he wore nichnasei, bad. Yilbash al b'soroi, he wore when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, but it was not only the Kodesh Kodashim, it was the chelik of Avodah that precedes the going in. That's also a chelik of that which was done Bigdei Lavan. It was the Avodah HaMiyuchedes of Yom Kippur. The first chelik of this Avodah is Bola Itzel Pori. The Torah describes the V'zois Yov Aaron Al HaKadosh B'par Ben Boker L'Chatos. What's that par? U'pori HaYo'imid Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach. The Pori was standing Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach. The Pasuk then describes V'ikir V'Aaron as Par HaChatos Asher Loi. That's for him. So here the Mishnah gives a few more details. It was standing in Ulam v'Lamizbeach, Roshay Ladorim Uponiv L'Mayriv. The reason why it was like that is Be'etzem, the Mishnah says that Chazal understood that Be'etzem, the Tzura of the Behemah ready for Avodah Shvi'ah with his head, the Chelek Hashchita, towards the Kodesh Kodashim, towards the Mayriv, and the rear of the Behemah, the back, should be to the Tzad Mizrach. However, since if he's facing that way towards the Mizbeach, he can be matl glolim and soil the bezoyin for the towards the Mizbeach. So now they turned the body of the poro from north to south instead of from east to west, and his head they twisted, the head of the behemoth they twisted, this way it should be in the direction that it should be, that the shchita should be towards the Mayriv. Ikmu is ponov l'mayriv l'tzad ha'hechol shteit. In order that the shchita should be done in the direction of the shchita, in the direction of Mayriv. So, v'akoyin oimid b'mizrach uponav l'mayriv. Again, the same idea that he's standing in the direction of the shchina. He's standing b'mizrach. but he's facing towards the Meir. V'semek shteyodav alovu misvade. This is v'hikrev is a par shaloi. He's misvade. It's his par. He's semek shteyodav alovu does smicha. Umisvade for himself. V'kacho yoimer. That's the nusach that we use in Yom Kippur. Onu Hashem. Ovisi poshati chotosi lufanecho aniu beisi. It's his personal par. Onu Hashem. Kaper no lavoinus lapshon v'lachatoyim. Bimoichel lavoinus is the three types of averos. Not clear, but lechoyro. Chet lechoyro means b'shoigeg. Avoinus, so Rachman's on averos that somebody could do b'meizit. Pshoim is a high madrega. It's averos that he does in a state of rebellion, Rachman's on, like a moirid. Averos, you wouldn't be choshek kohen gadol for, but vinishvi, it had to be mentioned. And the Seder HaPosuk is, this is where the Posuk says it. The Posuk says, Visvado Olov, as kol avoinis b'nei Yisrael, as kol pishem, l'chol chatoisam. Later on, the Rav is going to bring, because we have the same Seder a few times over by the three viduyim that I mentioned over the next few prokim, is that the emesis, this is the Seder according to Remeir, that this is the way to be misvada on avoinos, pshoim, and chatoim. But the truth of the matter is that the chachomim over there, the Rav is going to explain al pi the Gemara, that really it should be done naturally in progressive order. Chotosi, ovisi, pashati. Chotosi is menakal, ala kovit, pshat, pashati. So here it'd be misvada. The name that he used, ono Hashem, Hashem means, like we say in the Seder Avoyna, during Chazor Sashatz, by Musiv, is that it was done, Kichsovoy, he said the Shem Amfer, Shud Kevovke. Hashem definitely means the name. The Pasha says the Shem Amfer, of Arba Oisiois, the famous Shtikl Tur, in Erechaim Tofresh Chav Aleph, that brings me to Shem Rav Haigon, a Kabbalah that you say over here, a Kabbalistic name, which is called the Shem Membez Oisiois. This Shem Membez Oisiois had special skulas, special koiches. That's what he said over here by this vidui. Ayin Shom. V'kach ha'yoyim, ono Hashem, avisu v'pashati chatosu v'anech ani ubeisi. Ono Hashem, again, with the Shem Amfeirosh. Kaper no, lavoinois, lapshoim v'lachatoim, she'avisu v'pashati chatosu. Again, the same said like we said. Ani ubeisi, kakosu v'teres moish avdecho, ki v'yoyim mazei chaper aleichem v'tar eschem chol katuzechem, lufnei Hashem titoru. The vidui with the ritzer with the kaporo is mitar on Yom Kippur. V'hein en oyna achrov. Since he said the shem hamafoyro, she said the shem agodol v'anoyro. So they were mishtach v'momoydim, like we say. It's not mentioned over here, the hishtach avo. But they said after him, baruch shem kvoid malchusoy, lo'olam v'od.